Well, I see a lot of new faces, so welcome family and friends who are coming to town to visit for Christmas. It's good to have you with us tonight. I was wondering, as I was thinking about what to say, I thought maybe I should talk about, you know, David wants to build a temple, and this would be a good opportunity to talk about, you know, things of the future perhaps, and I said, no, this is not the time for that. So instead, I went back and I looked at an article that I had read last year. I get this paper that's put out by this group of lay women and laymen that live in community together, and they serve the poor in different places throughout the world. And they put in this newspaper little stories about people and how they encountered people and how it kind of spoke to them. And so one of these stories was about a woman. I don't remember her name, so I'll call her Sally. She was working, and this was Christmas Eve, and she had been working, serving the poor, offering food and clothing to those who needed it and so forth. And it had been a long day, and she was just kind of closing up shop. They had a little apartment that they used in the downtown area. They worked in an inner city area, and so they had a lot of people that they would serve. She was just about to leave and kind of go off to celebrate Christmas. I don't remember if she was going to Mass or going to a party or what, but anyway, at that time there was a knock at the door, and so, you know, it's not unusual for this to happen because that's the kind of work that they do. But she kind of felt this little, in her soul, just kind of this feeling of like, what's going to be asked of me? You know, I'm tired, I'm worn out, I don't really want to do this anymore, I'm ready to go and celebrate Christmas. She opens the door, and there standing in front of her is a couple, a young couple of African descent, and they have a young child, the mother's carrying a young child, and there they are at the door, and the gentleman says, we were told we're looking for a place to stay tonight. We don't have a place to stay, and we're told to come and ask here. Do you know if there's a place where we can stay? And again, Sally, her first instinct was to say, we don't have a place to stay. I'm busy. We'll see you later. Merry Christmas. But something stopped her, and she said, well, why don't you come on in? I think this, we don't usually let people stay here, but I think this could work. So she put on some tea for them, kind of got them settled for the night, and said, I gotta go, but I'll be back to see you in the morning to check in on you and see how you're doing. So she goes off, and Sally, as she was thinking about this, she reflected on, like, wow, this is a moment of grace, you know, to have this opportunity to meet this family, to help them on Christmas night, and what a great thing that is. She went back the next morning to check on how they were doing, and they had already left. They had left the dishes dried and put away, and the room all tidy and so forth, and so she just really recognized this is, in a sense, an encounter with the Holy Family. Here's a mother, father, and a young child in need of a place to stay. And she was able to provide that. The community was able to provide that. And what a wonderful way to encounter Jesus. And yeah, it would have been so easy, right? In the moment, the first urge, the first inclination is, I don't want to do this right now. But, you know, what is Christmas about? Christmas is about meeting Jesus, being ready for Jesus. And sometimes he shows up in a way, or in a place, or in a time when maybe we don't want to see him. Hey, Jesus, I'm busy. Sorry. You know, sometimes that's our instinct. And yet, this story reminded me to really be open to what is Jesus wanting to do in my life? What is it that Jesus wants to speak to me? How is he going to come to me? Because Jesus does want to be in our lives. He does want to be present to us and enter into our lives in a lived way, in the flesh, right? He comes to us in the flesh. So today, as we're on this very threshold of Christmas, probably there's lots of things we're concerned about, right? I got to make a meal for the family that's here. I got to wrap some presents. I got to get ready to go because we're going to go visit people and so forth. There's lots of things we could be focused on. It's easy to come to this fourth Sunday of Advent and have our minds be somewhere else. Well, let's not miss what this is about. Let's not miss what we're here for, what this season is all about, that we're here to meet Jesus, to give thanks that he came to be one of us, that he wants to enter into our lives. In reality, he wants to become enfleshed in us. How does this happen? Well, it happens in many different ways, I think. And at times, we can try to make plans of how it should happen, right? Like David today, he wants to build this temple, and then Nathan the prophet has this dream and tells him, no, that's not, I have a different plan, and so forth. Sometimes we make plans in our lives of how God is going to come to us, right? Lord, I'm going to plan this all out. This is how it's going to be. It's going to be great. It's going to work out great. It's going to be wonderful. Why don't you listen to my plan, Lord? It's so much better. You know, sometimes that's our approach. And yet, most of the time, I would say most of the time, the main way we can allow Jesus to come to us in the flesh or come to us at all is to say as Mary does, let it be done. May it be done to me according to your word. Let these words echo in our hearts these days, and may we be attentive to how the Lord wants to come, make himself present to us in these days of Christmas. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.